Good morning with KUAC News. I'm Dan Bross. President Trump's pick to be Alaska's next federal district court judge is scheduled for a confirmation hearing in the U.S. Senate tomorrow. Joshua Kindred got a low rating from the Alaska Bar Association, but he's relatively young, and as Alaska Public Media Washington correspondent Liz Ruskin reports, that's important to the Trump administration.
Joshua Kindred is 41, and he scored near the bottom on a poll of Alaska attorneys, 16th out of 20 candidates. Still, Senator Lisa Murkowski says she didn't ignore the 2017 bar poll when she recommended who the president should nominate to the federal bench. She says she limited her recommendations to those the Bar Association rated.
I'm not going to take someone and move them to the White House unless they've gone through our process.
As for choosing the 16th-rated candidate, Murkowski admits Kindred was not her first choice or her second. She says the White House rejected several rounds of recommendations.
I don't think I'm divulging any great secrets. This administration has made very clear that they are looking for younger men and women to serve on the bench.
Many of the top-rated attorneys on the bar poll are a lot older. But Murkowski says Kindred has a broad range of experience in criminal and civil cases.
So I don't want it to appear like we moved through everybody else and this was all we had left, because that is not the case with Josh.
Only 15% of respondents to the bar poll considered Kindred extremely or well qualified. But the Bar Association won't release all the data, so it's impossible to say how many respondents just didn't know him. Kindred worked for an oil industry trade association and is now the regional solicitor at the Interior Department. Murkowski says his understanding of Alaska public land laws is especially valuable. Trump has now appointed so many judges that one in four appellate judges is a Trump appointee. And thanks to his insistence on youthful nominees for these lifetime appointments, they'll be issuing judgments for decades after he leaves office. Reporting from Washington, I'm Liz Ruskin.
The power is back on in the village of Diomede. KNOM reports that after 7 days without electricity, service was restored in the Bering Sea Island community on Thanksgiving. According to the State Emergency Operations Center, a technician flew to Diomede last week and restored power Thursday afternoon. State Emergency Management Specialist David Lee says he suspects a power line break caused the outage. However, the exact reason is still unknown. Meanwhile, Diomede's landline phone service remains down. Provider TelAlaska says a repairman will have to fly to the island by helicopter to fix the system. Another remote Alaska community is also suffering an infrastructure problem. For the past 2 months, the Bethel area native village of Quinnahawk's runway has been shut down at night. As KYUK's Christy Schallenberger reports, problems with runway lights are preventing landings, including of medevac flights, when it's dark.
Patrick Leland just returned from checking out the airstrips at Quinnahawk's airport.
And there are some that are pulled out or have popped out. And there is one that is looks like it was pulled out, and the wires are showing.
He's not sure how long the lights have been out. He and others noticed the lights were out around September as the nights got longer. It was obvious they were not working. Kids have vandalized lights at rural airstrips before, but Cleveland doesn't know if that's what happened in Quinnahawk. Cleveland says the man who maintains the runway denies damaging the lights.
There was another source of damage that caused that. You know?
It's put the tribe in a tough position. The native village of Quinnahawk took over the airport from the state in the 1990s, and that means they have to pay for lights and repairs. Shannon McCarthy is the spokesperson for the State Department of Transportation. She says the tribe has a couple of options. They can apply for funding from the state, which oversees money from the Federal Aviation Administration.
But in terms of actually getting the funding, they would have to work with their funding partner, which is FAA.
In the meantime, Quinnahawk has shut down the airport to all night flights until the end of the month and possibly longer. The tribe is also advertising for a contractor to repair the lights. Reporting in Bethel, I'm Christy Schallenberger.
Anchorage Republican Mel Gillis was sworn in yesterday as a state representative. Alaska Public Media reports that Governor Mike Dunleavy appointed Gillis after Josh Rivack moved from the House to the Senate to fill a seat vacated by the death of Senator Chris Birch. Gillis was unanimously confirmed by all 22 House Republicans, including Lance Pruitt of Anchorage, who points to Gillis's experience operating a hunting guide business and lodge.
He has an appreciation for our resources and the responsibility that we as legislators hold with keeping those resources renewable in this case. If you overhunt, then you can't be a hunting guide, right?
It's the first time since Birch's death in August that all 60 state legislative seats are filled. Gillis could not be reached for comment. I'm Dan Bross.